Well, thank you for taking the time to do that exercise. I hope you did it, right? This is what you're here for. You're not here to just be passive. What kind of results do you get when you dabble? What kind of results do you get when you have one foot out the door? Do relationships work with one foot out the door? Does it diet or exercise work when you dabble? Like, if you're gonna be here, if you're gonna spend the time, if you're gonna watch this course, go all in. Just trust it. I have to tell you, the one thing Tony Robbins did for me over 2 decades ago is I just believed him. My dad told me I was crazy. My friends told me I should get my money back. It was just rah-rah. They were all wrong. That, you know, it's a statement I say way too much. They don't make statues of critics, right? They were wrong. And the one cool thing about Tony is he just made me believe him, and I just pretended as if it was 100% true, and I went all in. And that's the gift I hope I can give to you. I'm not just talking to talk. I prepared. I've spent 30 years figuring out what I'm sharing with you on this day. So I'm gonna encourage you, play full out, take uncomfortable action, go against the grain, do something you've never done before. But I wanna tell you a quick little story in my personal life of some advice. And I wanna frame this in a way that doesn't come across negative, even the slightest bit. My older sister has always looked out for me. She's an amazing woman, and she went on and created her own business. She has the most amazing husband. They're married for 30 years. Their son, Tanner, works with me, runs my company. He's unbelievable. Their other son, Hunter, is just such, they're the most amazing family. My sister was an inspiration to me on the family that she created, the business she created. They started their own business. They do well for themselves. And she's also been my older sister who looks out for me. And I've always been the one, my sister's been more calculated. I'm more like, it seems like I'm ready, fire, aim. My sister is ready, aim, fire. Anybody know the difference? You have anybody in your life? I'm the, I think this is good, let me go. And my sister's like, I think this is good. Let's decide if it's good, right? We just had that difference. So she's always looked out for me. And I have to tell you, my sister, when I was thinking of going into the infomercial business, I don't know exactly what year, this is probably 20-ish years ago, maybe longer, thinking of going into the infomercial business, the direct, you know, the self-education industry, the guy who didn't go to school. So think about it through her lens, looking after her little brother like she did my entire life, right? She protected me when I was little. She saw her little brother who had gained success in this little town starting with nothing. I had a collision shop. I had a used car business. I had apartments. I had a tow truck company. I was building homes, and all of a sudden, in her eyes, I'm gonna risk all of this, and I'm gonna put it into creating an infomercial, creating a knowledge product, be a teacher. Are you freaking crazy? My sister literally drove up, and I don't remember exactly how, if she was coming up anyway or just drove up for this, and sat me down, and not like, I don't want you to think it's a villain or a bad person. My sister came to me because she loved me and wanted to protect me, but her advice was, hey, slow your roll. Like, you've done amazing. You should be happy with that. Don't venture into this new business. Use all your money. You've never done this before. You're not a teacher. I was moving to Arizona, like all these crazy things. She, through her lens, protecting me was probably the smartest, wisest thing she ever could have done. But I wasn't living her life. I needed to live mine. And my gut, my intuition told me that I had something more to give the world. But I have to tell you, even though it was bad advice for me, it came from someone who loved me, cared about me, who was smart, who had an incredible life and was doing the right things in life, even though we came from craziness. So you really have to be careful, because bad advice could be wrapped in a really elegant bow. She came and sat me down, and I have to tell you, when my sister got done talking to me, I wasn't like, oh, screw her. I was like, wow, she's really smart. She's my big sister. Maybe she's right. Maybe I should go back to just painting cars and you know, I should be happy with what I got. Man, maybe I'm a dreamer. Maybe this is stupid. And I remember beating myself up, like literally beating myself up over that. And I didn't take her advice. Now, I thank God I didn't. I wouldn't be here with you guys. And it doesn't mean that she tried to hurt me. She tried to protect me. So the reason I wanted to share that with you is because some of the advice you're getting is not the right advice, but it's wrapped in an elegant bow with someone who loves you. And that's the toughest advice to overcome. Not listening to my sister wasn't an easy thing, but I thank God I did. What I'd love to do now is I'd love to pick on somebody, and maybe you could share with me what are you good at that you could get better, or what advice did you get, what bad advice cost you something in the past, or what story did someone else give you that now you realize, oh my God, this is my conflict. I'd love to share. If you want to raise your hand, I know my team gave me a couple names, but I'd love. How about Jeffrey? I see you holding up both hands, Jeffrey Tyson. And I also see, I know who's next too. All right, can we pull up Jeffrey Tyson?
Yes, sir.
How's it going, Jeffrey?
Hey, it's going great, Dean. How are you today?
I'm doing good, man. Hey, we've talked before. I didn't recognize
you. Yes, sir,
we have. I didn't remember the name, man. Good to see that smile. How you doing?
Hey, I'm doing great, man. Really excited to be here.
Well, good to have you in the VIP here, man. And how's the day going? Is it everything you hope for?
Everything I hope for and a lot more, Dean, as always.
I'm glad, man. Well, good to have you here. So, you know, you saw the last couple of people we chatted with. It starts one place and it always ends up someplace else. So I'd love to know if there's something that, you know, you recognize that, you know, I am good at this. I need to get better. Or is there a advice that you got that's already cost you too much? Or, you know, we could start anywhere. Or someone else's story. What would you love to share?
Yeah, you know, I'd like to share some things I recognize I'm pretty good at. And one of them is really getting inside people and helping them get comfortable exposing their weaknesses. And then being able to listen to some plans to get over that, you know, and to get into their maximum lifestyle. And I'd like to get better at that.
Yeah, and so let me ask you, how do you think that could impact your life in a better way?
Oh, dude, it would light me up, man. It's what I seek to do every day. Just have an amazing result on everything I've got going on.
Okay, so let me just ask you something. I know now that I recognize your face and I love the chance, I love the, out of thousands of people here, I get the chance to speak with you again. I think it must be destiny, right?
Yes, sir.
But let me ask you something. If I remember right, you want to teach people how to be better at real estate, correct?
Excellent. Yes, that's correct.
Okay.
Yes.
So you know that I did that for a long time. Real estate changed my life. I've bought thousands of houses. I've helped people around the world. I have one of the few real estate books that sold 1 million copies, right? So I know your world. Why do you think, let me ask you something. Why do you think I was blessed to be able to touch so many people's lives and help them get results in real estate? If you had to share a couple of reasons.
Well, I think just knowing who you are today, I think you were real and you didn't hide anything back.
Okay.
You know, and you gave, that'd be one.
Okay, no, that's great, I love that. And I'm not looking for a pat on the back. Why I'm reflecting on you because I wanna tell you a secret. I'm gonna tell you all a secret. My real estate education was really good, only because I've done it. Mm. But real estate education, it's not rocket science. Like once someone figures it out, right? It's not hidden. It's not mixing atoms, right? There's a couple different strategies. And what I saw was that so many people would teach the tactics and strategies. But let me ask you something, by a raise of hands, by in the chat, or if you're home right now watching the course, how many times if you had access to the knowledge that could work, but you still didn't take action? If you're really honest, say yes. Raise your hand or say yes. You had access to it, you had the book, you had the course, you had the mentor, but why didn't you do it? Because of the exact stuff I'm teaching you today, the exact reason I'm creating the accelerated success formula. Because I don't care if you're taught how to sell $20 bills for 10 bucks. If this isn't right, you'll go, oh, nobody's gonna wanna buy $20 bills. It doesn't work where I live. My family said this is stupid. What if they're counterfeit? Nah, I'll do it later. Like, oh my God, no, you sell a $20 bill and ask people for 10 bucks, right? And that's what I recognize when I teach people that if you don't go upstream and overcome their fears, if you don't anchor in that they can do it, if you get them to not feel like an imposter, to not listen to the naysayers, to not listen to the inner wolf or the inner villain, if you do that and you get their minds open, like I hope you guys are open right now, then when you plug in a real opportunity, what do people do, Jeff?
They jump on it, right?
So whether it's God, the universe guiding you, that might seem so far away from what you're hoping to do, when actually that might be your unfair advantage.
Wow.
Remember this, people come for you because of something they want, but they end up leaving if you serve them right with something they need. Maybe some of you came here today because you'd like to make more money. Maybe you thought there'd be a way to make money. Some people buy Millionaire Success Habits thinking they're going to get rich from in there. There's nothing in that book that teaches them how to make money. I go upstream and give them the foundation for success, right? So when you guys come and you become a part of a course like this, you might have come for a lot of different things that you want, but I hope you leave with exactly what you need. Right? We have our KBB course. We teach people, Tony and Robbins and I, how to be in the knowledge industry. What is the whole first module? Jeff, you're in that program, aren't you?
Yes, sir, man. It's all about getting the mindset, baby.
So when you're done with the first module, are you like, I could freaking do anything? Do you feel that way?
King Kong, man. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, he lights it up.
So remember this. Sometimes you have to serve people. You have to give, you have to kind of sell them what they want. And then sneak in also what they need. I hope all of you who got the course are going to get the course. I hope every single one of you get this so you're not missing out on it. But I hope you came and you got everything you wanted. But I hope you got a little more of what you needed today and you didn't even realize you need it. And I want to encourage you, Jeff, that that calling that you had today, this is another tool that's like a Swiss Army knife, right? If you're good at that, don't say, oh, I want to do real estate education and this. Incorporate the two. Because that's the universe telling you that's your unfair advantage. That makes you stand out from everyone else. Make sense? Do you see why I love pulling people on? Because some of you saw through Jeff's eyes, right? Of like, wow, I am good at this, but how does it fit with what I do? And in so many cases, that thing we're good at, that we could get amazing at, they fit perfectly together. You just got to look through that lens. So when I was saying who wanted to be next, Jeff was raising his hand, and right next to him was Anna Eason. I see her both hands up right now, so let's pull up Anna Eason. How you doing, Anna?
Hey, I'm doing great. And I'm so happy to be here sitting in Germany and talking to you, Dean. You totally blow my mind. And exactly what you say, I come from something and I go with something totally different.
Oh, that's my goal. I hope everybody here that took the time to spend here today were like, hell yes, that was worth it. That's my goal. So Anna, thank you for playing full out. I see you smiling and nodding your head and taking notes. And we watch, you know, just so you know, when it's break time, I don't really leave here. I watch you guys and I see who's doing your homework. So some of you are going to get, you know, some failing report cards for not doing your homework. Not kidding. Anyway, Anna, kidding but not kidding. Anna, I would love to know, out of that exercise, you know, Jeff just shared something he realized he was good at, and we talked about how to incorporate it. Maybe there's a bit of advice that cost you a lot in the past, or maybe a story someone else gave you. I'd love for you to share that.
Of course. So maybe one of the advice that I get to know is, so just a small, you know, story to know, coming from Bulgaria and living here in Germany, you know, when you move to a country and you're totally new, they tell you, you cannot get the success as a woman, as a foreign one, not really knowing the language, not really knowing the culture, you know, all this kind of stuff. And, you know, to go up and inspire people and all this one, and don't talk to people that have higher rank than you in the company without being asked, you know. And I'm an impulsive person, and I always do it, and they always, you know, my bosses tell me, hey, don't do it, and so on. Really bad advice, completely bad advice, because I see that when I speak from my heart and I really show how much value I can give, you know, no matter where you start, you just can really achieve everything you want, you know. And I think also one of the bad advice I get from my father. So you spoke about your father. My father is a policeman. And I started engaging in network marketing 2.5 years ago next to my full-time job. And he told me, it's a scheme. Don't do it. Go away. You know, it's not good. You know, he tried to keep me away. And I just say, you know, I love you. I really appreciate your advice. But you're not a financial freak. You know, you're a good guy. You always serve all the people, but you never make money, you know. And you give me all this bad advice about money, and I want to change this one, you know. And these two bad advices are like, well, they've been holding me back so long time.
And
really.
thank you, Anna, for playing full out and doing your homework and recognizing those things. Did it make sense to you on why I wanted to spend so much time seeing where it's fueled? Because if we just went to the second part of killing it, it would fill back up again, right? Like I said, the parasite would come back. You go spend time with your dad and you go, yeah, maybe I shouldn't do this. Or you go talk to your boss and go, yeah, I shouldn't share that great idea I have that can fix the company, save money, help everybody, right? I love people in my company that share with me. I love the best ideas in my company have come from my team, literally, because they're in the mix. They're seeing it every day. I have blind spots. They don't. That is terrible advice. And let me tell you something, your dad loves you just like my sister cares about me and loves me. He's not doing it because he wants to hurt you. He's trying to protect you. And find a way to make him feel amazing for that information. Well, simultaneously, you need to follow what's in your heart. I have to share a quick story here. This is for everybody.
Maybe just to tell you the last one, I already found a way. So I helped him increase his health. And since 1.5 years, he hasn't been, he's a diabetic, he used to have a cancer and all this kind of stuff. And he's not being sick anymore. You know, he's in a very good health. And I've been able, even if I'm not living there, you know, in a long distance, to, you know, somehow make him healthier. And he now loves what I do.
Oh, I love it. I love it. And I saw Heidi say, boy, I need to learn how to recognize bad advice. One thing I hope this tool, this part of the course does for you is put your antenna up and start really recognize when that bad advice comes. Because again, a lot of times it's wrapped in a beautiful bow and it's delivered by people who love you, right? But it's still not good advice and they're not qualified. Her dad, if your dad, Anna, was teaching you how to be a policeman, how to help other people, how to protect yourself, maybe how to hold a firearm, you don't listen to anybody in the world but your dad. That's who he is. He lives that. Don't pretend you know. But if it comes from something completely out of his wheelhouse, his insecurity of not knowing is just, I want to protect my daughter. I don't know about it. It could be scary, so I'm going to protect her, right? And if you know it's coming from that place, then you have the opportunity to say, hey, when it comes to marriage advice, I love my mom, but I'm not going to take that advice from her. But I'll take advice on being a parent and loving your family and cooking and all this great stuff, right? I want to tell you a little story on advice. Talking about being a woman and being an immigrant, I don't know either one of those personally, but I've been blessed to be friends with so many incredible people in my life. And one of them is Jamie Kern Lima. And some of you might know Jamie. Jamie founded IT Cosmetics. It is the largest cosmetic brand in America. And she sold it to L'Oreal for $1.2 billion. She got a check for $1.2 billion. And she was the first woman CEO in L'Oreal's company history in 100 years. And they wanted to buy the company and not let her be CEO, and she was ready to walk away. So she not only got $1.2 billion, built the biggest cosmetic brand in America, she became the CEO of her company under the L'Oreal brand. Now that sounds amazing, and I bet you that's, you know, you look at women that do something like that, it's so awesome. But let me rewind a decade or longer when she was working at Denny's and saving her tip money and buying Tony Robbins personal development courses and listening to him at night. And then when she had this passion, she wanted to build a cosmetic line. At one point, she actually got a job, and then she became a news anchor, and she had rosacea. And if her makeup melted off, you would see these red cheeks. And one day on air, she had so much makeup on, and she went to wipe, and she wiped off an eyebrow, and she wiped off the rosacea, and they were like behind the scenes going, oh my God, fix your makeup, it looks terrible. Totally embarrassed. Jamie, because of that pain, decided to build a cosmetic line that helped people like her that aren't perfect, that don't have perfect skin, that have rosacea. And she went into this company not knowing what to do, just with a heart to serve. And everybody told her, this is for the big boys. This is for men. This is for people with money. And she tried everything. She went to every cosmetic brand. She got turned down by everybody, kept being turned down, kept being down to her last dollar, like literally last dollar, no money left in the bank, quit her job, went all in. And she went finally and had this meeting, and I want to share this with you on bad advice. She went to a meeting and she met a high-level executive in one of the top companies. And they talked to her, they said they liked it, the last minute they said no. And she said, hey, you know what, I've been through 50 of these, I would just love your honest feedback. Why did you say no? I think it's a good brand. I think we have a good opportunity here. He said, the truth, do you want the honest truth? I'll give it to you real and raw. She said, yes. He said, look at you. You're not the right weight. You're not the right look. People don't buy makeup from people like you. He literally said that to her face. And I'm only repeating her exact words. I think she's beautiful inside and out. He said that to her. Do you know what that must have felt like? Do you know how Jamie probably wanted to go get in the car and say, I'm done. I'm out. I'm out of money. My husband's been on board with me. We've done this. This is an expert. He's in this field. This is what they do for a living. They're the biggest in the world. She should have, by all, like, that was advice from someone. But it was the wrong advice. He was wrong. The world was dying for someone to be honest. She finally got her shot on QVC, and she did the complete opposite. They told her to hire all these models. She didn't. She went on national TV and wiped off her makeup and showed all the blotches and said, this is me. I'm not perfect. She put the makeup back on, and that was the beginning of the end. She built the biggest cosmetic brand in America. Got a check for $1.2 billion, and here's the crazy part. That guy that told her that, he ended up working for her. Literally worked underneath her. You want to talk about, yeah, Jamie Kern Lima. So I'm sharing that story with you because I know it's got to be hard going to a different country. I know there's got to be harder things for a woman. I know when you're a woman who's got better ideas than your boss that might be a dude, you probably intimidate him and he wants you to be quiet. I mean, that's just the way it is. But does that mean that that's against you? Or what if God or the universe has actually designed that for you, Anna? What if that is your journey? What if you're supposed to be told no because it makes you harder? It brings you here to gain these capabilities, to learn from someone, to gain the strength to show that you are destined for more. The only way this doesn't work for us, guys, the only way it doesn't work for us is when we decide it doesn't work and we give up. This is not about does this work? It's about will you work it? How much stamina do you have? When is enough? When are you going to say, it's over, or when are you going to say, this is a lesson? Jamie went out in the car and cried hysterical. But something kept her moving forward, and she finally got a break on QVC. She flew to where QVC headquarters were 3 days in advance, and she drove her car to the parking lot every day and sat in the parking lot watching people come out. She said she wanted to vomit. And on QVC, literally, you got like 5 minutes to sell your product. And if it's not selling in 3 minutes, they cut your time and throw you off the air. And they were out of money, and they borrowed money to get inventory for this, not knowing if it can sell. And that launched her. And look what she's done. Right? Amazing things. She's coming out with a book soon. I'm so proud of her. And I'm proud of you, Anna. I'm proud of you being here. I'm proud of you acknowledging it, helping your dad, knowing his advice comes from love, but it's not right. Don't dare give up at work. Don't dare give up on your side thing, and don't dare give up on you. So thank you for sharing, Anna. Let's give it up for Anna. Guys, thank you so much for the shares. We're going to continue to do those shares throughout this entire course because I love, who in here could say they saw themselves through Anna's eyes? Or who in here felt something through Jamie Kern Lima, not feeling you were good enough, or not feeling you were the right size, right shape, right anything, right? But here's one thing I wanna share with you guys. If I look at the success of so many students I've been blessed to meet over the decades I've been doing this, and friends that I meet, they don't have a certain degree in common. They don't come from a certain background. They don't come from a certain amount of money or a certain college degree. The only thing that is common are those that gain the capabilities and don't give up until they achieve what they want. That's the common thread. We're all different shapes. Look, for those of you that are in the VIP, in the Zoom, look at from people all around the world, different shapes, colors, sizes, ages. There's no common thread except our desire to serve, to do more, to reach our full potential, to not settle with an okay life. Who wants to be at the end of their life and say, it was okay, it was good? No, this is a group who wants more. And that's why we're here gaining these capabilities. We're here to recognize that some of the thinking that we had is not the thinking we need. The thinking that got us out of Egypt is not the same thinking that'll take us to the promised land. The same capabilities that got us out of Egypt are not the same that'll take us to the promised land. We talked about this in the beginning. We need the bridge. We recognized where we are. We recognized what we want out of life. We started thinking of the emotions we'll feel once we achieve it. We looked at the capabilities that we need to acquire. And that's what we're going to be doing in this course, is building the bridge to get there. Right? That's our, listen, there is no magic elevator. There is no magic money machine. There is no magic that can have Anna or Jeff get rich overnight for doing nothing. This is our journey. But if we gain the new habits, if we adopt and adapt new shifts and habits in our life, we have an opportunity to look through a different lens, create a new focus, think of things differently than most people do, step off the path. Remember, I started this course talking about my children with those three things, and I want to bring those up again. Those three things are: one, step off the path. This is about taking uncomfortable, imperfect, courageous action. That's the only way to our next level. Number two, we want to make sure that we are the people we want to be when no one's watching. What are our habits? What are we focusing on when no one's around? What are we learning? What are we listening to? What actions are we taking? We know that no one's coming to save us. So that's so liberating. That means when we're alone, we get to do what we want to do, and we get to work on the things that drive us where we want to go. And lastly, what I taught my kids, what I'm teaching all of us, what I do myself, is be aware of your surroundings. Where do you see a lane opening? Where is the world shifted to, and how can you go towards that next level, right? That's where we shift. That's where, when the world turns, you're not left behind. When it's like, Who Moved My Cheese, the book, the one mouse is just sitting there waiting for the food to come back. The other mouse says, this food's gone. I'm going to find more food someplace else. And that's what I talk about, being aware of your surroundings and the shifts. This is where you get to make that decision. Am I going all in? Am I going to adapt new habits? Am I going to make some shifts? Is my next level of life worth it, right? There's a great saying I got from a gentleman named David Kekich, and he said, living the hard way is easy, and living the easy way is hard. Now, David, he carries these Kekich credos. It's something he made. It looks like a business card that unfolds like this big. He's got all these credos on it that he lives by. And let me tell you, I met David when he was in a wheelchair, paralyzed from the neck down, and what I was told is he was hit by a car and went, you know, and unfortunately became paralyzed. And this was a guy that was so positive and had these credos. And I remember so many of them, and I loved so many of them. But the one that stood out forever is, living the hard way is easy, living the easy way is hard. I'm like, if you really think about it, isn't that true? I told you the story in the beginning of this course about my daughter, about the practice she has to put in, right? That's hard, but it's easy when she gets to the games, right? It's hard to get up every morning. I do at 5:30 and go to the gym. That's kind of hard. But I know it's going to be easy when I live longer for my children and my wife, and I get to be in great shape and get to be an inspiration for my kids to work out and make that a part of their lives. It's really easy to sit on the couch, order Domino's or Papa John's pizza, and binge out on Netflix. That's so easy. It's not so easy when you're older and unhealthy and you didn't take care of yourself and you're dealing with illness and disease, right? It's easy to say, you know what? I'm lucky I got this job. I'm just going to collect this paycheck. This is fine. This is good. I'm just going to do it. But it's really hard when you're older and you look back and say, damn it, I had more to give the world. I was supposed to be a different woman. I was supposed to be a different man. This is not how I was supposed to be. That gets hard. It's harder right now to take uncomfortable action, to sit through a course, to adapt and shift habits, to not believe old beliefs, to disagree with family, friends, parents. That's hard. To take uncomfortable action, to practice when no one is watching, that's hard. But when you have the breakthroughs and people go, oh my God, they're so lucky, it's not luck, because you did the hard part first so you could live easier later. Listen, the success I've had, the success my brother Tony Robbins has had, and so many other people, was not easy. It was hard. But on the other side, we got to find another level of us. And whether rich means love, intimacy, connection, passion, desire, giving, contribution, growing, whatever rich, wealthy, happiness, success means to you, you have that definition. So when you're here right now, the easy thing would be, let me get a few minutes of Dean. I got a little hit of inspiration. I'm off. That's easy. The easy thing would be, you just watch today and don't re-immerse in this program and don't get, that's easy. But what about the next time you hit an obstacle and you don't have the right capabilities? You don't have the right experience. You don't have anything to go to. That's hard, right? You know what else is hard? Being at the end of this next year, this next 12 months, and looking back and going, I'm in the same exact spot as I was a year ago. That's hard. So Life's going to be hard and easy no matter what. I would much rather take a little bit harder now and have fulfillment, joy, abundance. And listen, even if you don't reach the heights of success you want in the next 12 months or the next 18 months or 24 months, wouldn't you rather be somebody who's in the game, in the fight? Because if you're in the game, you have the opportunity to win. No one's ever won a game standing on the sidelines. So I want to commend you for being a part of this course, for being here right now, for going into module two, the second part of module two, and keeping the momentum alive. Now listen, if you're watching this course at home, know that when we filmed a part of this course, we had a live audience for some of it, and it's amazing. And what I'd love to do right now, before we get into the training, is call a couple of people up and see some of their breakthroughs, some of their aha moments, some of the things they were like, oh my God, I must do this. So without further ado, I'd love, who'd love to raise their hand and share a breakthrough they had yesterday? Emma, I saw, I'd love to hear a breakthrough that you had.
Incredible. So hi, Dean. I'm a huge fan. I'm very excited to be here this morning, all the way from New Zealand.
Wow.
And my big breakthrough yesterday was, and I wrote it down in my notebook here and literally highlighted all the way through, it was make your mess your message. And I think for so long, and you know, I'm very guilty of doing it, and I think so many other people do, is we try and hide the things, or like the things that we've gone through, and they're actually what makes our story incredible and what is going to connect us to our people that we're going to be able to help. So for me, it was very timely, and it was also just, yeah, just like perfect. It was like, that's it. I loved it.
Oh, well, thank you so much for sharing that. And think, I have a dear friend named Jenna Kutcher. I don't know if you know Jenna. She's amazing. She's awesome. She's an entrepreneur who, she was working in an office cubicle 9 to 5. Her whole family thought she did what she was supposed to. She got a great job after college, and she felt dead. And she went on to quit the job and buy a camera off of eBay or Craigslist, and went into the wedding photography business. Didn't even know what she was doing, but she had done her own wedding and her sister's wedding, and she started doing it. And she served women at the highest level, ended up getting voted top wedding photographer in her state. Long story short, she shifted from wedding photographer to teaching women how to be in the wedding photography business, then teaching people, men and women, and then evolving. She has a great blog called The Goal Digger. Not Gold Digger, but Goal Digger. It's one of the top business podcasts in the world. And she is just awesome. And the reason I'm sharing that story with you, not only to inspire another awesome woman kicking butt out there, which we need more women entrepreneurs than ever. It's what I love. Our programs and courses right now, we're skewing at 60% women. So this is the year of the woman entrepreneur. I hope all of you guys feel it and know it. Things, listen, are things as equal as they should be? I don't know. I'm not a judge of that, but I know this. I bet it's more equal now than ever. And that's why the women are winning. I'm just saying, guys, when they have an equal opportunity, they're kind of kicking our butts. So we all got to step up. So I've been saying this for like the last 3 months. This is the year of the woman entrepreneur. Anyway, I'm digressing. The reason I brought that up about Jenna, and I want everybody to hear that, is she said what most people skip is the messy middle. Isn't that a cool term? Is they skip the messy middle. So think about that. It's like, you know, I went through a really tough time in my life and didn't have much as a kid. And then I built this business and did everything. No, people want to hear when you were feeling like an imposter, when you failed, when your husband was like, you're nuts for even trying this, when you were down to your last dollar, when you had those insecurities. And here's the crazy part. This is the part that I want all of you to hear. Even if you're in the messy middle right now, it's a great time to share it because most people don't have the nerve. People want to share once it's fixed. Don't you want to see the journey? Aren't you more inspired by someone who's in the middle of chaos and they're working through it rather than them just saying, I went through it, but I'm here now? So anyway, thank you for sharing that. I love the messy middle, and I love how Jenna brought that to my attention. All right, who else would like to share a breakthrough they had yesterday? How about Alyssa Ramirez? Hey, Alyssa.
Hi, how's it going?
It's going great.
So I am a 22-year-old, almost college graduate, and this has been an industry where I've been kind of tiptoeing since I was 17. So when you said that everyone is unique and everyone has a purpose to serve in life was kind of my biggest takeaway from yesterday, because I always thought like, oh, you're too young, who's going to listen to you? So that was kind of limiting my belief. So that was my biggest takeaway from yesterday.
Well, great. And to have you here at 22 years old, so awesome. Congratulations. I wasn't 22. When I was 22, I didn't even know this world existed. I didn't know that there was people that could help me sharpen my mind to overcome obstacles. I didn't even know I had limiting beliefs at 22. So congratulations for being here. And remember, again, not only, and we're going to go deep on this today with our story and beliefs, because it's that important, we can shift it at any time. Because it's easy to think I'm too young, I'm too old, right? Yeah. We could always find a way. We could say, I'm living in New Zealand, it's not as friendly here. I'm living, or it's the wrong time, or husband doesn't support me, or I don't have a great background. There's a million things we can have. And at the end of the day, that could be the iron that sharpens iron, or it could be the iron anchor that holds you stuck. And we get to choose that, right? And as crazy as it sounds, and we're gonna go deep on this, if we change our story, we change our lives. And we're gonna spend some time on that. All right, let's do one more, and then we're gonna get right to work. So who else would like to share their story? How about, I just saw and it disappeared. There was, let's do Danielle. She's right there in front of us.
I think for me, just really thinking about those beliefs that you pick up from generational things, like that aren't even yours, that you're still carrying with you, was huge. So I've done a lot of work and just realizing that I still carry some of my parents' beliefs with me and how they're not serving me and how I can start to really like grow past that and just let go of that and live my best life. So yeah.
You know what? I just took a note on something you reminded me of. So thank you for sharing that, because I want everybody to hear what she just said. There's never a time where you get past it and go, oh, those old beliefs don't bug me anymore, or a story that was given to me by a family member doesn't bug me, because so many of them are anchored in. They're like, they have claws. And just 5 years ago, I had a breakthrough that I thought I had let go years ago. And when I recognized it, and I'll share it later, when I recognized that it shifted everything. So thank you for sharing that and being a reminder that none of this, right? You said you've been working on yourself for a long time. So have I. I've been in this industry for 20 plus years, and I still find breakthroughs every day. I still immerse myself in some of the basic foundation, the fabric of personal growth, personal development, success habits. Like, if we don't, sometimes we stray too far, and I need to come back to the basics. I don't know who's ever felt that way, right? You stray too far away and you realize, oh my God, it was the simple things. How did I forget I got to check my thoughts? How did I forget I got to focus on solutions? How did I forget that I'm hanging around somebody again who brings me down? Every time I'm around him, I feel like crap, right? How did I forget these things? And that's what I love something like this is, it's not only new knowledge for some people, but for most of us, it's really just a great reminder service. So thank you guys for sharing those breakthroughs, and I'm sure there are similar breakthroughs for everyone. This is just one little section of the course. We have so much more to hopefully give you what you want and why you're a part of this course, but also deliver what you really need. That's my goal. That's being in this industry for decades, being an entrepreneur for over 30 years. I hope I can help you get from where you are to where you want to go. So thank you for doing the exercises. Thank you for the shout outs and the shares. Thank you for being a part of this community.